This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's get to these Disney tickets. People want them. They just want so many Disney tickets. It's so easy to get them, too. Just take the code word for this hour. It's Sally, S-A-L-L-Y. And text Sally to our contest line, 20357. That enters you for a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And it gets you in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland resort hotel. This hour's code word is Sally. There's a new one every hour today through 6:05, and we're doing this all week, 7:05 in the morning till 6:05 in the afternoon. Sarah and Vinny got you, and then Mason's got you, and then Jane. It's Jane. She's got you. Oh, and speaking of Jane, just to reiterate, you may have heard already, she managed to get her hands on one of those, the purple sparkly vinyl new records from Taylor Swift with a new cover and everything. I guess there were a couple different versions of this.
There was a merch drop yesterday, if you're not in the know. It was a big deal, and we were on the cutting edge of it all.
And somehow Jane got one. A lot of people got shut out, but you've got another chance because Jane has said, you know who really deserves this? Our listeners. So Friday, 5 o'clock, be listening, because sometime that hour, there's going to be a chance for you to get your greedy little fingers on the brand new Life is the Life of a Showgirl, but the special vinyl version with the new cover and everything.
So new cover excited. Looks amazing, by the way.
It does. She's trying to push a wall down. She's amazing. She looks like she's got some horsepower, too.
Yeah.
Looking good. The Band Together Texas benefit concert, this is for the floods that they experienced. They're huge, devastating, horrible floods, in case somehow you didn't hear about that. On Sunday night, some of Texas's biggest stars took to the stage at the Moody Center in Austin. And they brought the music, and they also brought real help to those still affected by the floods. It was called Band Together Texas, featuring, it looks like, Miranda Lambert and Parker McCollum were the headliners, and it was kicked off by a moving introduction from Matthew McConaughey. All right. And lots of performances from a bunch of different artists. They say that the star power wasn't just musical. A bunch of well-known Texans also showed up, Dennis Quaid, Roger Clemens. It looks like the former coach of the University of Texas, Mack Brown, you know that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Former players Vince Young, Colt McCoy, and even The Bachelor's Chris Harrison joined in. I kind of thought he was canceled, but okay.
Chris Harrison got canceled? What'd he do?
He got into some trouble for like a racist comment that he made, and then I want to say he like was doing one of the contestants and left his wife for something. I can't remember.
He's really off. Getting after it, huh?
He's been off. He's been off the show for quite some time though.
Oh, okay.
They got a new guy on there. I thought he got canceled. I don't know. I mean, clearly, I don't even know what he got canceled for. Anyway, they say that it was a very moving show, a lot of emotions, and they raised $8.5 million and counting.
That's great. Yeah, that if you don't know, that those floods killed people.
Oh my God, so many people.
So it's
like a lot of children camping along the side of the river.
Yes, it was very, very, very bad.
The 2025 MTV Video Music Awards are airing live from New York's UBS Arena on September 7th. LL Cool J will be your host.
And I believe that's where the Nets play, the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, I actually wondered if I would know it by a different name because you know how the sponsorships change, but yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe it has like a, we have to keep changing the name of like, what is it right now? AT&T Park. It was Oracle Park.
It looks, it's where the Islanders play.
Oh.
This says.
So LL Cool J, who is among the nominees at this year's MTV Video Music Awards, he will, I guess he's going to serve as the night's host and quite possibly perform. So they're live on September 7th. Lady Gaga leads this year's nominations. Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Rosie, Sabrina Carpenter, and The Weeknd are also among the top contenders. And the race for most ever VMA wins continues between Beyonce and Taylor Swift, who are both nominated for Artist of the Year, among other things. And so they both have a lot of Grammys.
The Brooklyn Nets play at Barclays Center, and the Islanders play at USB. So that's, it's a hockey arena.
Okay. So that is where they're going to be holding these 2025 MTV VMAs. The first group of performers has been announced. It's always a good show. The video, I've always liked the MTV Video Music Awards because they're, people don't dress quite as formally.
Right.
There's a,
it's rock.
It's very rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you don't have to put on your floor length vintage Versace. You can wear some crazy freaking thing and do your hair all nuts and just like, you know, it's rock and roll. Is this where Gaga wore the meat dress?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good dress. Oh, I'll always remember the meat dress.
Yeah. The rock stars, they go crazy.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
And they can take all kinds of fashion chances. It's that's like, and they clearly like to.
Rose McGowan, I believe, went to the awards with her whole ass on view.
Oh, what fun.
Like the whole thing.
The VMAs are so fun.
Yeah, they're very much, they're really fun. They don't take it seriously at all.
Well, and there's a ton of performances as well. So Sabrina Carpenter, she's right there in the first group that's been announced. Somber, Alex Warren, J Balvin. And let me see if there's any more that they've announced.
It'll be cool to see if Somber's good live.
I know.
There's a lot of hype around him on the interwebs and around here, too.
I don't want to get undressed for a new person all over again.
It's a vibe.
I know. I really like that song.
I think that my buddy's kid is in a band, and him and I talk about his son a lot because we're both excited about him playing music. One of the things we talk about is doing those hard miles early on so that if you break, you're capable of performing in front of people and you're not paralyzed with fear.
Right.
And he's been, the young man we're talking about in question, Jack, he's doing them.
Mm.
And we watch him and we're like,
wet. Figure out who you are on stage. You don't want to figure that out when all of a sudden everyone's eyes are right on
you. He's a full blown guitar god.
Oh, that's great.
It's so awesome. He gets all into the feedback and we're just watching him like kill it. It's really cool. So yes, I hope that Somber can live up to the billing because that's, who was it? The Soft Lady.
The Soft Lady?
The story was that she was so bad when she performed live.
Lana Del Rey.
They had to get her lessons.
She went on, I saw her, I don't know how many shows she'd ever play, but I saw her on SNL and went, get her out of there. Like, that is a disaster.
Right.
You know who else is, new to me? This Alex Warren guy. He's got, by the way, his song, I believe, and we'll look tomorrow. I think he's number one again this week. So this guy, Ordinary, Alex Warren is going to perform as well. Now, I feel like there's a crop of kids that have made a name for themselves online that they are already performing. They're videotaping there and they're actually watching back their video. So they say, oh, I don't like when I do this or, you know, whatever. Maybe they, but a big stage like this, I would think would be something on the newer side for this guy. Well, I guess, well, I mean, this song's, is, I think this is the 10th non-consecutive week at number one. It's a big song.
It's a hit.
So the 2025 MTV VMA Awards, they are September 7th at New York's, they're live, so you can see them, the UBS Arena. And this is just the first round of performers that have been announced. And I don't have presenters yet. Nope, I don't see any presenters listed here. So I'm sure we'll hear about many more people who are going to be part of the show. This, I don't think I sent you this morning. This. there was a Justin Bieber impersonator.
I saw this.
This is crazy.
It's hilarious.
This guy not only looks like him, but made it into like a freaking packed Las Vegas club. The DJ sees him. Hey, come on, get in. He starts guest DJing with him. And then he grabs a mic and gets out in front and does a live performance before anyone realizes that is not Justin Bieber.
And this isn't just like some mom and pop DJ. The DJ's Griffin. He's huge. He plays the biggest clubs in Vegas. He does a lot of EDM headlining. I've seen him many times. He's a great DJ.
Go see
and
DJs.
Yeah, and Griffin didn't even know until after.
No, he didn't. Right. They were throwing the guy out, and he's like, what's happening?
That was so cool. And his manager goes, complete fake.
Pulled off the song, though, live in front of everybody.
No, they played the song, and so he's out there acting, but he's doing moves. He's got moves. He's got no shirt on, right?
You know, it's not hard to be Justin Bieber. He had a hoodie on, so he had
a
hood over his head.
Look at the thing
which
here.
Is very Justin Bieber
like.
I'm famous,
like,
but don't look at me.
When he was on stage, oh no, he does have a full hoodie on. but when you know what? See if you can find this. I'm on TMZ looking at this, and I gotta say, yes, he looks similar. Body type, yes. Tattoos, totally different. And big bubbles, like googly eye sunglasses.
Oh.
Big sunglasses on.
Rockstar shades.
So he gets all the way in saying that he's Justin Bieber. I don't know. Now, I guess because I know it's not him, maybe I'm not. But he's in trouble now, too. He tricked the whole staff at this Las Vegas hotel into believing he was actually Biebs. He ended up performing on stage. It was a packed crowd. This was this past Saturday night at the Wynn, Las Vegas. DJ Griffin was told Bieber was in town, wanted to crank out a surprise performance at this XS nightclub. The letter X, the letter S.
There XS. He is, pulling the hood up.
Yeah. He's out there. But then they show him from another. There's another one where you can see him dancing, and he's pulling all these weird moves and stuff. And there's the DJ. He's like,
that's
oh, man,
Griffin.
This is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And afterwards he goes, you know, I did think he looked like he put on some weight since the album release, but I didn't think too much about it.
Oh, okay. That's why you can see his chest, which, by the way, doesn't have Bieber's tattoos on it.
I wonder if anyone in the audience was like,
Well, somebody clued everybody into this. Oh my God, we're looking at
his
pictures
reaction.
Of Griffin finding out, this is the DJ, of him finding out that Bieber isn't Bieber. It's pretty funny.
Sorry, I didn't want to play the audio.
No, don't play any audio for sure. And honestly, it's just him singing along with the songs.
So Griffin's a big star.
Apparently.
Yeah, he's
like
a big DJ.
Like a big shot, okay.
He's got a big board. Look at that crowd. This is, it's summer in Vegas at night, and they're outside. Like, this is huge.
Remember when we did that with listeners? That was so fun.
We were
in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And did a show there, but also we were out. I was out till 3 a.m.
It was
Christina
crazy.
And I were eating. I was eating a grilled cheese sandwich at 3 a.m. going, I'm normally waking up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. Out eating.
Yeah, Vegas is so fun.
Oh.
Oh my God. All right, Ben, I'm out of time. What you got?
Well, I've got some more fast facts and more after these.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
It's raining, raining. Alice, 97.3. Good vibes, variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. You can watch clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to subscribe, please.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. All this week, listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line.
Easy.
That number is 20357. That'll enter you for a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Edie Rose. Happy birthday.
7 years old. You're a big girl now.
My kid goes seven today. Mm. How'd it happen? I keep asking her not to.
Yeah.
She says, I have to.
Stay small.
I have to turn seven, Dad.
You're like a kitten. Ah.
Anyway, happy birthday, Edie.
So cute when you're tiny.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll be cute when you're older, too, but if you could just slow it down, pump the brakes, take your time. Gosh. Anyway, today it will be hot and getting hotter, and now we have fully blue skies overhead in downtown San Francisco, sure so enough. A nice summer day ahead on the warmer side and getting warmer tomorrow and the next day before we begin to cool again. There's that. Okay, what was I doing? I was looking at this. This just is kind of, it's not breaking news, but it's really interesting, so I want to do this real quick before we do some fast facts.
Okay.
Sonoma County is suing all major social media giants.
Why is that?
They say some 94,000 minors in Sonoma County alone have been uniquely harmed by social media. The Board of Supervisors have signed on to a major lawsuit with two other California counties against an army of social media giants with all the money in the world.
Mm.
I remember we got sued one time. This was back when we were owned by CBS. And our boss said, I got a whole floor of lawyers in New York that got your back. You just go do your show and don't worry about it. We were like, that's awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and the times, they do change.
They do a change, mm-hmm. no doubt. But I do think that, you know, unfortunately, that's what these guys are up against. The counties are up against the the
deepest
floor,
pockets
right.
of all time. And forget the floor.
The building's the worth of building. Lawyers, right, that are going to have the Meta and other covered.
What are they alleging?
They say,
what's the stance on this?
Well, the stance is that their business purposefully harms and addicts young people. And as a business practice, they are benefiting from how long you stay. Mm. And that's their goal, is to keep you. I don't know how many times, you know, sometimes I'm even thumbing and I don't even catch a bunch of the stuff as I'll look at something else or.
Yeah.
I might be watching TV and thumbing and then just realize, oh, I just passed it. But eventually I get to a thing where posts will come up from, let's see, it's the 19th, from August 5th.
Oh.
And I'll be like, oh my God, I've gone through everything. They're going back now in their little, you know, algorithm.
Find you other
to
stuff.
To find me something
like, right.
fresh I haven't seen. And wow, they really know what to do.
They really want to keep me here.
While social media had been looking forward to a new era of less government involvement from the Trump administration, it's gearing its lawyers up for epic legal battles as Sonoma County has joined San Mateo and San Diego counties in a federal lawsuit that accuses social media giants of violating the Federal Racketeering Act and unfair business practices.
Wow.
The defendants are Meta's Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, Google, Roblox, Snap, Siculous?
Never heard of it. Neither has Bob, and she's young.
We're looking to the young person. In
I
the...
just look up, everybody's looking at me.
Yeah, Siculous?
No, I don't know what that is.
S-I-C-U-L-U-S, YouTube, Discord, and others.
Mm.
So it'll be really interesting to see if this ends up happening
right.
or all the money squashes it, drags it out, and ends up being so long that the supervisors involved in the lawsuits, you know, in the beginning are in the old folks' home.
Yeah.
Before this thing is ever even
or
decided.
At least out of office, right?
Anyway, so
what a crazy thing. This is I have a lot of feelings about social media. Like, I'm scared. I'm almost as scared of that as I am about AI, even though I love AI.
You love AI.
I know, but it's very, you know, in the hands of the wrong people.
They say here, this is a professor, a social welfare and preventative medicine expert, says social media has many good qualities, but it can do harm to youngsters. Mm. There is an impact of social media on kids' well-being, mental health in particular. And by kids' well-being, we're talking about kids' depression, depressive symptoms, suicide, self-harm, and more. So go. Let's have it
let's
out.
See what happens, right?
That'll be interesting. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
I know that you
know
do.
That. Mm-hmm. You know that.
The original Jake from State Farm, who starred in the famous commercials in 2011, was an actual State Farm employee named Jake.
Huh.
His name's Jake Stone, and he works for State Farm.
Do they pay him to have stolen his name and identity and use it
I don't know.
For years
they
and
say
years?
The Jake from State Farm actor is named Kevin Miles, but the first guy The commercial, I can see it in my head. It's the guy talking to Jake from State Farm in the middle of the night, and the wife walks up and goes, "Who are you talking to?" And he says, "It's Jake from State Farm."
That's the first one?
That I know of, yes.
And it's not the Jake we know now.
No, it's the guy in a cubicle.
Khakis.
And yeah, what are you wearing, Jake from State? Khakis. Right.
And so funny.
Yeah. Well, I remember it. And it's truly, it is some white guy in khakis. And now we have Jake from State Farm. Kevin Miles is jacked. He's been in the gym.
Oh, wow.
Good looking, well built. And that run has been ongoing. I think we're probably going on 10 plus years.
Easy. He feels like the guy.
Mm-hmm. If all 8 billion people on the planet played in a single elimination rock, paper, scissors tournament, you'd only need to win 33 consecutive games to become the champion.
Because you just keep cutting the population in half.
How do you like that?
It makes perfect sense.
Boom. Math.
It's a thing.
Yeah, my head can't even get around that. I just read that.
You're down to 4 billion, 2 billion, 1 billion, half a billion, quarter of a billion. Hundred and something million. I don't know. It's a bunch of numbers.
What'd you just say?
I don't know. You lost me at half a billion. Yeah. Yes.
That would be fun. We should do that as a planet. I think that would be a nice uniting moment.
Anyone
who wants to play can play, you know?
Oh, like each country maybe would send its own representative. Single elimination. You get down to one and then we just, you know, have a party somewhere.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Are toilet seat liners in public bathrooms pointless?
Do you guys use these?
Totally.
You don't use them?
No.
You put your bare butt cheeks on a random toilet.
Yeah.
What?
Well, listen, when you go, it's stunning the lack of the ass gasket when you go anywhere besides California.
Oh, Bobby.
What?
No, it's fine, Vinny. It is fine. They actually say that the most important thing about those toilet seat liners is that they block the forward pee. And they keep a bathroom cleaner. And a girl is more likely to sit on the seat if there is one of those.
They protect you from leprosy.
No.
You don't know that?
You can't catch stuff from a toilet seat lid if it's not, doesn't have stuff on it.
It's just gross. And I would always wipe off the toilet seat anyway, but then I use the ass gasket. I like the ass gasket, as Vinny named it many years ago.
A poll a few years back found 9% of us will not go on a public toilet ever.
Oh, well, I don't want
them.
To.
I won't.
But I will if I'm out on the road and I got to go to into a McDonald's, I will do it.
Well, I mean,
and I'll
yes.
be really bummed when there aren't ass gaskets there.
If it's going in your pants or using the toilet at McDonald's, as you say, then yeah, sure. I think most people would say, well, I'm not going to go in my pants.
Right.
I have to do it. But.
And you use a public restroom here.
If I'm public. Well, I go number one
yes.
here.
Oh, but, right. Oh, the other thing. Yes. No, I'm not interested in
but
that.
But if I go to, so we pull over, we're on a road trip and we pull over at McDonald's and you're like, all right, everyone, you can use the restroom. I will absolutely look for a private spot outdoors to take care
of
my business.
Dude.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's got to be some perks to it.
You're kidding, right? Oh my God. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I was. Look, Bob's laughing too. That's a good one.
That's a good one. I'll take the bear.
21%. So 9% will not use public toilets ever. 21% will hover. And 63% of you people are just crazy. Crazy in the head, insane in the membrane. You're just all, I'll go
wherever. Well, if you gotta go, you gotta go. Not gonna do it in my pants.
Half of people who go for it do use one of those thin paper liners, and thin is the word. According to a new article, those liners are kind of pointless.
Yeah.
They say a layer of toilet paper or a toilet cover will likely not protect you from pathogens. They are made of porous materials. They cannot stop that leprosy from jumping off the toilet seat onto your
If there's no toilet seat liner, I would just hover. Depending on where I was. If it looked really clean, I would be like, all right, whatever.
Experts also say hovering isn't great either because it's harder to fully empty your bladder.
Yes, I've heard that.
And for women, it can potentially cause a UTI.
Oh.
The hovering.
Mm. Still going to do it.
So what should you do? Keep using the liners if it makes you feel better or just risk it. The risk is very low. Most STDs can't survive on a toilet seat. HPV and herpes technically can, but it doesn't really happen in real world conditions. You're way more likely to inhale germs in a bathroom and get sick from touching stuff with your hands.
Yeah, let's focus on washing our hands, singing happy birthday. People aren't doing that.
Oh, for the to get the right
yeah.
amount of time.
Got yeah. you. If you're using a toilet seat cover and then you're just doing a quick rinse,
no,
that's
you gotta
stupid.
Let the water get warm and soap up. And I swear I do it every time.
A virologist at the University of Arizona said what he does is, in public bathrooms, his strategy is flush and run. Make it quick. Don't linger. Don't read. Don't finish that article real quick. Go into a public bathroom, go to the bathroom, and then get the heck out.
Yeah, I don't. Is that a thing where people, although some people are way more relaxed about it than others. Like some people just don't care that they're sitting down and they're doing that right next to you. And, but I think girls aren't like that.
You said just the other day.
We'll just hold still.
You said the other day, you can hear the men talking in the restroom.
Yes. I don't hear any movement, though.
Not that long ago, and he's not here. He'll be back, and certainly he can address this if he feels like it. But I was headed to the bathroom with Maddie, mm-hmm. and he walks in, and we're walking in together. Unfortunately, it was one of those we both had to go, so here we are. He walks in, and he goes, I'll let you have the urinal. And he goes into the stall, and he seems to be just going number one as I'm going number one. And then he goes, and he's still talking, by the way, the whole time. I'm like, oh, God.
Do we really want to know this?
And then he sits down, and he starts, I guess it occurred to him he needed a number two. And I was like, I don't want to talk to anyone doing that. I'm going to leave. I stopped my flow, washed my hands, and
you
split.
Stopped your flow.
I didn't want to. Because it was fully obvious what was happening. And he was still, you know, oh, yeah.
Yeah, some people are very casual about it.
That's, so you said, are people really finishing an article while they're in there?
Apparently so.
Seems to be.
Yeah. I mean, in my house, I might finish an article, but definitely if I had to do that in public, I'd be so bummed out.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, my God. What a bummer.
Is it time to game?
It certainly is. It's time to game. I'd forgotten all about it. I was so into your thing. Oh, I see Kiss, Marry, Kill. We'll do that tomorrow. That'll be fun. Today we're going to play.
Oh, they were listening. Edie said thank you.
Oh, Edie.
For wishing her a happy birthday.
You get everything you want for your birthday. When did that happen? If it's a tie, we only have a few rounds of this, but if there's a tie, I'm going to, I'll do a couple of the, how old is that, guys? There were some good ones today. The first race ever was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That's where they do the Indy 500. When did that happen? What year did the first automobile race occur at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? Turn that down a little bit, would you? Oh, maybe it's my fault. Yeah, I turned it up earlier for a little.
1952.
52.
39.
09. That's a point for Bob. It must have been the minute we had cars.
They started racing them.
Oh, my God. I thought you meant 2009.
Oh, no. 1909. Sorry. We're from the 1900s.
I didn't even know there were cars then.
Were they like the very late 1800s?
The Model T when did what do they say? The assembly line come about. That was one of the other big things that came about.
Right.
The Model T started being produced in 1908. So
that was the first assembly line. So immediately
they said, we should race these things. This sounds fun.
Which one can go faster? Oh, humans. Very competitive. All right, that's a point for Bob. Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin marry. They divorced after creating a rude, thoughtless little pig named Ireland.
1980.
80. All right.
81.
93. Believe it or not, that happened in 1993. They were divorced by January of 2001. Newlyweds Nick and Jessica premiered and starred Nick Lachey, Jessica Simpson. Show didn't last that long. Neither did the marriage. What year did that premiere? Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica. It's Chicken from the Sea.
Is it me or her?
You.
Oh. 92.
06.
03. That's another point for Bob.
Son of a... Really?
Yeah. 03. Believe that? It's like right after the Aussie show went on there, which I always think of as being kind of the first one. Or maybe they were around the same time. All right. This one. This was tragic. Top Gun director Tony Scott jumps off the Vincent Thomas Bridge in the Long Beach area of LA at the age of 68.
I remember this story.
Oh my God, I know. Top Gun director Tony Scott jumps off the Vincent Thomas Bridge in the Long Beach area of LA at the age of 68. When did that happen? And you are first, Bob.
95.
I am going to say... 2009.
2012.
That's the first time hearing about this.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you were just a kid. You were probably like 17. when it happened. 13 years ago?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was 13 years ago. It felt like much more recent. All right, so we do have a tie. So we are going to play How Old Is That Guy? How old is, and I think, Vinny, you're first on this one. Yeah.
All right.
Vinny. How old is Kira Sedgwick?
Who?
Kira Sedgwick. She's an actress, very famous.
And married, married to Kevin Bacon. Right.
Ah, thank you.
Sure. Do you know who she is now?
No, but that helps me.
Okay.
She also had a TV show that I really liked, and I can't... She played a police officer.
Yeah.
61.
Okay.
And I remember her bag was this big, giant... Anyway, what am I talking about?
The guess was 61.
Her age. Her age, right now,
and this
61.
This is a tiebreaker here.
I'm going to say 60.
She is exactly 60, and Vinny, by a score of 4-2, you have crushed Bob 2 days in a row.
I wouldn't call that a crushing, but okay.
Kind of a crush.
You hear my song or you hear your song? Thank you, everyone. It is a pleasure to represent as El Campeón del Pueblo, the people's champion.
We have Disney tickets all day. Don't you worry about that, because Mason and Jane both every hour at 5 after will give you a new code word and you can get in the running for these tickets. And don't forget about, we're counting down to Friday at 5 o'clock. We've got the Taylor Swift, the limited edition glittery purple album that Jane managed to get her hands on yesterday. And we are giving that away on Friday. So all things Taylor all the time here at the Alice. Have a great day and we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.